to Digital Filipino Talks, and for this episode, we have a personal branding and social media consultant, and he is also the senior social media manager for TV5, Mr. Carlo Ople.
Hi, Carlo.
Janet. Nice to see you again.
Same here.
Carlo, you're one of the few social media players that I've noticed that surfaced recently, offered your services, and at the same time was able to build, how do you call it, a personal brand. And attracted, I guess, a good number of business also to your credit. Can you give us some updates on what you're doing right now, and how did you use personal branding and social media to build up your business?
Well, it started with you first, with me finding what was my passion. No? For this particular instance, it was marketing, then it became digital marketing, and I read a lot of books. About digital marketing and personal branding, I've attended several conferences. And I think one of the good things is you can find a lot of models already in different countries on how people use personal branding. So that's a very good thing kasi meron ka na nasusundan. So what I did was I read a lot of books, found a lot of tips, and I found out na there's such a big space here, there's such a big vacuum here in the Philippines for several personal brands to really rise. And one of those spaces was the social media and internet marketing space.
So how did you go about it? To the point that if other people would like to build their brand, you can say that, okay, you can follow these steps.
Well, it started first, no, with of course picking a central platform or where you want to put all of your content. And for me, it started with a blog, newmedia.com.ph.
So okay lang yan.
It started there. I started writing about my thoughts in digital at that time because I was working for a gaming company and I was in the marketing department. So I had experience in, you know, playing around with the budget, trying to figure out which mix of digital elements would work, what are the best practices when it came to building websites, building flash ads, etc., etc. I dealt with a lot of online advertising companies as well, like Yahoo, Friendster, etc., from the client side. So, kumbaga doon nagsimula, client side. So, I would write my experiences, my thoughts, my notes, and all the books that I read on my blog, and let people know that this was something that I was really interested in. Eventually, in terms of the next step, would be to really maximize all the existing channels that are there for you to promote your content. And here in the Philippines, the two biggest channels are, of course, Facebook and Twitter. But there's a different approach on how you use either channel. So for Facebook, it was basically sharing the content to everyone in my network. And it's a good thing kasi in network, I have like 4,700 friends.
Malapit ka na 5,000.
Already on Facebook. And it's a good thing kasi each time I would post an article, the average number of shares back then, around 2008, 2009, were around 5 to 10. But ngayon, some of the articles get shared like 100 times, 200 times. So you could just imagine how fast the content gets consumed by a lot of people. So, yun. First, you have to build the platform. Second, you have to use the existing channels. With Twitter naman, most of the people who are on Twitter these days are the reporters and the traditional media people. So, each time you would post content and they would read it, it's an opportunity for you to cross over from your blog to traditional media, which is a huge thing.
From the time that you set up and started doing all of this, when did you land your first client?
Actually, it didn't take long. I think on the third month of my blog, I received a call from a politician. I won't name him. But anyway, I received a call from the chief of staff asking me if they wanted to do some work, especially for the upcoming 2010 elections. Apparently, their marketing and communications team, found my blog through a link of a friend of a friend of a friend. And they decided to try me out. Because that was actually the first time I put on the nav bar. Work with me. Alam mo yung one page na yun, work with me. Tapos there's a parang list of services
there. One of the services to offer.
One of the services I offered was consultancy, building strategy for your brand, for your product. And yun, that's where it started. Tapos from there, sunod-sunod na eh. Small businesses, multinationals, talagang tuloy-tuloy na siya to today.
Of course, when you start marketing yourself online, some of the challenges that a lot of people also encounter from both bloggers and I guess active social media personalities is that they can also be exposed to intrigues.
Oh, naman.
Sometimes written, sometimes puro rumors, parinig, among others, obesity, even landing on print media. How do you how how do you handle personal intrigues?
Well, there's a basic rule in PR. The first step, if you're involved in something, is you figure out if you're going to answer or not.
Okay.
Kasi you have to study the source, di ba? Is mm-hmm. this a source that's credible? Mm-hmm. Does the source have influence? And are there a lot of readers with the source? That's from there you have to weigh. Should I answer or should I just keep quiet? Because mm-hmm. sometimes keeping quiet lets the issue die a natural death.
Okay.
Sometimes that works, di ba? Especially in the traditional PR world. But for example, if the issue is big and the writer, alam mo yun, is medyo, how do you call this, influential, and mm-hmm. The topic is really getting around, people are asking you, texting you about it, then I think that's the time that you should really either post an official statement on your site or try to patch things up with whoever the person is concerned, give them a call, give them an email, try to clear things out. Mm-hmm. Better kasi if the person who corrects the entire problem is the writer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best way to resolve it. Eh. Pero if hindi talaga, the best thing you can do is just really post a statement about it.
They say also that in order for you to be popular, you can also write controversial stuff. And I guess we all have experiences on that. But in your case, when do you decide na it's okay to write and take the risk? When is that moment?
Well, for me, I've written several controversial articles before, some of which I regretted writing,
mm-hmm.
Mainly because may malicious intent nung sinulat ko siya at the start. I guess when it comes to writing mga controversial articles, you really have to make sure, one, that your facts are straight.
Okay.
And if ever that you will mention particular groups or people, you identify them. Kasi if you don't, di pa nga nangyayari, people just go around the rumor mill, mm-hmm. Guessing, ang dami na suspect, kasi hindi wala rin nangyayari. And in fact, you're damaging the reputation of other people na hindi naman talaga involved dun sa issue na you wrote about. So you really have to be transparent and upfront, especially with controversial articles.
So what is your stand on blind items?
Well, di ba may bagong issue ngayon, yes. si Big Bad Blogger. But mm-hmm. first and foremost, let me just categorically deny that that's not me.
Okay. Kasi oh, man, alam mo, nabalitaan ko nga. Ikaw ang
number two.
You're speculated to be the second Big Bad Blogger.
Yeah, so let me just categorically say that's not me.
Okay.
I've handled several restaurants before, most of which maganda naman yung relationships ko with them.
Okay.
So let me just say no, that's not me. Okay. So with regards to that particular article, I honestly feel that the writer, in this particular case, should have just either named the blogger outright or the PR firm
mm-hmm.
To save the entire blogosphere. The last week of, it's unwanted damage that comes to you that wala naman talagang pinanggalingan.
How do you take yung perspective na when you do a blind item, you call a firm, let's say firm A, and then you call a blogger or a person as blogger A, but when do you decide that you have to put a twist? And like in this case, name the person as Big Bad Blogger.
Well, for example, sabihin na natin, no? First, pag-usapan muna natin yung writer.
Okay.
Diba? Sorry. Diba? Is there a conflict of interest involved? Diba? Does she also handle clients and PR and social media consults? We don't know, eh. Diba? So ang dami talagang pwedeng possibilities. That's the problem with doing.
And is she also a blogger?
Is she also a blogger? Diba? Ang daming, yung problem, ang daming masyadong loopholes. Ang daming masyadong, what we call this, mga angles that are not being seen because it's a blind item.
Mm-hmm.
So, in all honesty, I really believe that if you're going to write an article like that,
mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is actually name the people that you want to name. Pero if I were to advise, for example, the restaurant owner, just
let's say, how do we advise the restaurant owner, the PR, and the blogger in this case?
Sabihin natin, there's a blogger who wrote something bad about your particular product or brand. That's just one blogger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, it's one blogger. You don't even know if the influence of that blogger is reaching that much. So parang, you don't have to go to your reporter friend and talking to you, Mr. Restaurant Owner. You don't have to go to your reporter friend, whine, cry. At the end of the day, napakasimple na ng solusyon. Get other bloggers to review your restaurant. If you honestly believe that your food is good, if naniniwala ka talaga na ganun, then get other people to try it out. Diba? That's the best way to counter it.
Yeah, I guess for if you really want to repair the reputation, it's either you call or you get an intermediary.
Yeah.
Either you know the person or let somebody do it for you that case.
In all honesty, I think it was bad judgment on the part of the restaurant owner and the PR firm. And of course, the writer.
And if they're the PR firm, in this case, what if there's no malice in the offer? In this case, like maybe I saw an opportunity. You've been exposed. You have a lot of negative write-ups. I saw an opportunity to offer the service for you. And is it possible also that my offering was also misunderstood?
Well, of course, it can be misunderstood, no. Mm-hmm. So if I was in the position of the PR firm, knowing that alam mo yon, na deny ka na the first time around, because I'm trying to put everything into mm-hmm. context. Mm-hmm. No? If you're going to go to the client again and pitch for it, there's always that risk, na baka isipin ng client na wait, na blacklist ba ako nito. So you have to be really upfront and clear with what your services are mm-hmm. And what you're trying to say. I think if ever, baka na misinterpret na restaurant owner. Because we don't really know, yun yung problem sa blind items. Mm-hmm. You don't really know what really happened. Mm-hmm. For all we know, the PR firm could have just said, oh, we could have reached out to the blogger for you.
Papakilala ko yan kasi I can talk to the person and say, bigyan mo naman ng chance yan.
It could have been just as simple as that. Na parang the PR firm just wanted to tell the restaurant owner, hey, we can patch things up for you. No. We can get you together, you can talk. Mm. But it could have been a simple sentence like that na misinterpret. Now people are saying na, alam mo yun, it's, na the PR firm said, ito, 80,000 yung kiosk. Oh. So, ang dami rin talaga.
And the last perspective there, the blogger.
The blogger, the one who wrote?
No. The blogger referred to as the Big Bad Blogger.
One, we don't even know if Mr. Big Bad Blogger exists. Okay. Number one. Number two, if ever he does exist, we don't know if he knew that the PR firm was representing him. That PR firms and social media consultants have a way of saying that I can get this blogger to write for you. But wala naman talaga official deal between the blogger and the firm.
Yes, yes.
There's no signed contract. So for all we know, people are saying that sabi natin, I can get Anton Diaz or some other food blogger to write for you. Pero alam ba ni Anton Diaz or na other food bloggers? No! Diba? Parang some PR firms are trying to say na I can do everything but wala naman talaga signed contract. So, let's give Big Bad Blogger the benefit of the doubt. For all we know, pumunta siya doon, kumain siya once, nagustuhan niya food. First restaurant. Comes a year later, sees another restaurant, kumain, hindi niya nagustuhan, writes a bad review. Could have been as simple as that.
What if eventually it will be exposed kung sino siya? How would he or she handle it?
And that's the hardest part. Kasi
kasi parang implied na eh. Kasi
guess,
the tag itself is already nandun na yung word na bad.
Oh, na bad, di ba? Mm-hmm. So if I were in that person's situation, I think the best thing that you could do is one, first talk to the writer. Mm-hmm. Kasi ano na tayo, PR crisis na to for you. You're being mm-hmm. attacked from all fronts. You mm-hmm. have to talk to the writer and straighten everything out. Mm-hmm. The writer has to really accept na mali yung nangyari, etc. and retract whatever needs to be retracted. See kung ano talaga yung nangyari. And if the restaurant, kung malaman mo kung sino yung restaurant na nasunod, you talk to the owner din, explain, di ba? I know it's unwanted stress for the blogger kasi parang nandiyan siya happy-happy.
Kumakain siya.
Kumakain.
Nagpipicture siya.
Diba? Tapos, alam mo na, napaka-innocent eh, di ba? Tapos biglang boom, nangyari lahat. But you have to repair it. You have to repair what
you're doing. Alam ko, binabayaran ko lahat ang kinakain ko.
Diba? So, yun. I think that's the worst thing that could happen.
And let's go back to work.
Okay.
You're now, I read this interview recently of former television executive Maria Ressa, where based on that article, from my understanding, she recognized TV5 as an important player now in the market.
Brilliant.
In the market, and it will provide a lot of challenge. But of course, she also mentioned, if I recall correctly, that the advertising pie is still limited. It's still the same pie, and there's also the reality now that a lot of people are watching less television and spending time on something else. So, as a social media person for a television channel, what opportunities do you see working in this space?
Okay, first, let me just correct the impression na konti na lang ang nanonood lang ng TV. It's still the biggest platform here in the Philippines. Yes, the internet is there, no? And it's steadily growing and increasing, but TV remains to be the number one media outfit in the country, and it will remain that way for a lot of years to come. So there's still business there. Now, when it comes to, for example, building new models and building new revenue streams, that's where the internet comes in. If you check all the other media stations, they're really beefing up their digital and their interactive department, specifically because they see so much potential in digital. They see so much potential in the interaction that happens online, the interaction that happens on the websites, between their stars, between their programs, and the viewers. Mm-hmm. So that can be something that they can build on and then eventually sell to sponsors and advertisers. So that's a new business model that's being looked at and actually being done already. If you check, for example, the sites of other stations, The videos there already have a 30-second commercial before the actual video. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Diba? So they're really trying to figure out ways already on how to monetize and figure out our revenue model or business model for online. So in all honesty, there won't be a problem, I think, for the networks. No? I'm very happy with TV5. I'm very happy with the leadership that's there. And I can honestly say that give us some time. Give us some time. We'll be there.
So what are your plans for 2011?
Well, 2011 will be very big for TV5. I can only say top for social media. No?
Yes.
For social media. I can only say for my group. It will be a very big year for TV5. We already are the second biggest Facebook page.
Wow!
Number two ng TV5. No? So, and other than that, we're really looking into trying to innovate just beyond getting likes.
Okay.
We're looking at Facebook apps, mobile apps. We're thinking of Google doing something with the iPad, with the iPhone, with Android, all the other operating systems that are there. So it will be very exciting. We're also trying to get all of our stars to interact more with their viewers through social media.
Mm-hmm.
So expect a lot of big and innovative things for TV5 in terms of social media that you haven't seen before in the past few years.
And how about on a personal level?
Okay, so for Catalyst, we already got someone else to run it for us. I still remain to be the majority shareholder of the company.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, it will be run by someone else. No? I'm the type of guy kasi that really when I want something, I focus on one thing. I can't put many compartments on my brain to manage everything because the quality of work will suffer. So I'm really more focused on building TV5 and the social media department there.
Okay, so all the best to you, Carlo. And thank you very much, everyone.